Gerald GR.
KO4HKX here. How are you and Miss Bernice today?
Oh, finer and frog here split three ways. How's your day going, Patrick?
So far, so good.
Well, you're making lots of sales today. It's an awesome day. We've been out in the yard and we be pooped.
It's a beautiful day today. But what you been doing out in the yard now, mowing?
Bernice was working around the azaleas and clearing a little path for this old man to get through when I go and visit my good buddy Tim next door to make it, easier. And I had to do a little bit of sighting in with the scope. I missed a varmint this morning and decided I'd have some fun just screwing around with that.
And those varmints.
I didn't really care. I was just curious as this target's at 84 yards, and so it's a bit of a reach for my little old cheap 22s, but I had that one set for 50 yards, and it's got a terrible trigger, and I'm going to have to get that looked at. And the other one, the little Ruger 1022, has a good trigger, but it's set for close in when the whenever the squirrels get to chewing on the coaxial cables, you know. And I don't want to change that, because it's right on the money. But the other one's just for fun. And, I don't often shoot that far. But there's a quarter-inch steel plate out there and a berm. And so there's no danger and there's nothing behind it. But I have a little V sandbag up there and can actually shoot out the bathroom window. And I have to scare off things now and then. Like yesterday there was a chicken hawk trying to, I think it's, I don't know the type of hawk it is. Might be a red tail or whatever. And of course you can't mess with those, and so I throwed a firecracker out the window, and he was actually on the side of the chicken pen trying to grab a chicken through the fence.
Time to go, then.
Yeah, but that'd be like shooting a bear. You just can't do it. But there's nothing saying you can't scare him off if he's trying to kill your livestock. And I scared him off. But he was back this morning, sitting on that post out there doing a little chicken watching. But we locked him up inside last night. They haven't yet learned to go up in the nest. And sometimes you got to kind of teach them. And so Bernice actually cornered him last night. I didn't know she was doing that. I got hurt trying to do that the other night. I was reaching underneath the coop with a hook. And they're really small. They're about 9 weeks old. And I raised up and cracked my head open on a 2x4. Oh, man, that thing's really been slow to heal.
What they say about that stuff as you get older?
No, I guess not. But the older you are, probably the slower it heals. But and you know, to top it off, talking about being dumb, I reached in there and done it again, and I was seriously thinking about going to the doctor because it cut my head open, and man, that thing hurt. But it's about healed up now, and I won't be doing that again.
As long as you learned your lesson, I guess we'll let you slide this time.
Yeah, it'd probably be funny to somebody that's watching because I had to have a knee pad and had to have a cane. And then my booties, of course, and went in there and got down on my knees. And Bernice just about has to help me up. And then trying to snag a chicken in there that's going crazy, trying to run away. I guess you could have made one of those, what are they, TikToks? Call it old age.
Funny, watching you try to do that.
Blind, and usually the chickens are almost blind at night. They don't see very well. And then they're kind of like frog hunt, you know. You stick the light in their eyes and they don't move while you grab them. And, but I couldn't get that close. I had to be back about 3 feet and try to snag them with that little coat hanger, you know, I made up. When they get bigger, it's a lot easier. But I didn't want to hurt them. We got 9 new ones out there. Boy, they're growing like weeds now. I kind of miss those old ones because you just about have to cook 2 eggs in order to be as big as one of their eggs. With these other chickens, they're... are they a year old yet, Bernice?
Yeah,
they're just about a year old. And so they get bigger as they get older. But they're pretty. They're called speckled Sussex. Kind of a hobby. Well, what have you been doing for a hobby here lately?
Been doing is studying for my general test.
You are mobile. Well, that's great, Patrick. I'm proud of you. And I know you'll make it. Bill made his. I sold Bill one of my radios, a few months back. And Bill called me up last night and wrote me a letter or something. I don't remember now. And we were talking, and he says, well, you know me, Tom, I'm an IT guy. I gotta push buttons. I know, absolutely know for positive, there wasn't a thing wrong with that radio because I didn't only use it a few months, and then I bought the TS-590 SG. And for really no incredible reason, but it had some things I liked on it. And I just kept the other one for a spare. So I knew Bill needed one, so I passed it on. And I was really feeling bad last night before I went to bed, and thinking that I just knew it was either his antenna and what it was doing, I should say. If you, and everybody's done this, but he said he was trying to transmit on 40 sideband. And it transmit every place but 40 sideband. Well, I knew because I started it up once a month just to keep the caps fresh and everything in it. And so it just sat there on the shelf, but I got a test rig there. And I'd hook it up once a month and leave it, sit there and run for an hour and test it. And, yeah, I'm going to mail that letter, Bernice. So, anyways, he said every time he went to go 40 sideband, he'd go back to the Kenwood Hello screen. And it had never, ever done that. It was a little program, Patrick. And I'm going to have to slap him around a little. And he says, well, I'm an IT guy, and I have to push buttons, Tom. So, this morning I got a nice email, and he went back to factory defaults. And I had a sheet there that Bill in 4IQ was kind enough to make for me when I first bought my first one, which was that one. And it has all the menu items in there. You shouldn't have had to touch anything. And he went back to that and redone it, and it's working fine this morning. So that made my day more than anything.
To Bill this morning, and he was telling me about that. So, yeah, I give him a hard time about punching buttons myself.
Oh, well, he was very honest about it, admitted it. I told him, I said, well, just bring it back, and I'll give you your money back. No, I don't want to do that. I said, well, I'm not going to lose a friend over a few hundred bucks. It just ain't worth that. And he was really gracious about it. But I just knew there was something there that... had been done human error, shall we say. But I think we've all done that. That's what scares me about trying to do anything with a computer, because if I do anything on a computer, I don't know how to get out of it if I screw it up. And so I'm nervous about that. And it gets worse as you get older, put it that way.
Yeah, I imagine it does. It already has for me in some things. But pushing buttons and making mistakes is how we learn. So sometimes you just do it, know not to do it again.
USL, this is 0TR. Oh, I just dropped a letter in the mailbox. It just tickled me to death that he got her squared away. Yeah, he's supposed to have the afternoon off this afternoon. And that's good. And yeah, it don't hurt to experiment, but you got to be sure you know how to get out of it. And those menu-driven radios now, man, those suckers are complex, Patrick. I don't care which one you got, and the books are so vividly detailed on them, you know, compared to buying a table lamp with Chinese instructions on how to put it together.
Some of them are. Every radio I've got's menu-driven, and there are four or five menus deep to get to one thing, and trying to remember how to get there is a challenge sometimes.
Well, the other thing is sometimes those buttons are multiple choice, I call it. In other words, they don't do just one function. They do more than one function. And and if you memorize something, which you apparently had, then you got to figure out how to get rid of that sucker. But I'm glad that's the way it is. And anybody that has had an antenna for any length of time should run an analyzer on it and see where you're at on that. Especially when you're starting out, it gives you a more vivid idea of how to trim your antenna and get it to where you want it. Like most of mine, I would be focused on CW. Yours, you'd be focused on what you do, you know, such as sideband. But anyways, there's been a little bit of DX on lately. I talked to Bill in 4IQ, and he'd worked several of the expeditions that were going in, and I did too. And I made a rookie mistake yesterday, I think it was, on there, which everybody does, in talking to one. But it was really, really weak, so I doubt if anybody heard me anyway. It was starting to fade. In the afternoon on sideband right now, it'll fade out. You'll be talking to somebody. Let me drop this. I've been talking to somebody in California, just like a telephone call. And then, within just minutes, towards evening, on 17 meters, it's a great band to just visit with folks on if you want to. And, boy, it just blipped, and it's gone.
What's the best band for, like, a regional talk or close by on HF?
The home jet there with that Mack Tools truck. Boy, that's a pretty truck. You're on Wade Hampton, aren't you, down here by Walmart?
No, sir. I am on Rutherford Road getting ready to turn on the Wade Hampton.
Well, I just seen a Mack Tool truck turn back to the east right here. I'm trying to get over in this other lane, and people are pulling out here. I gotta watch what I'm doing for a second. Okay, give a signal and change lanes. Going down to Publix and get some old dead chicken, and then back by Aldi's on the way home, Patrick. And then I'm about one or two blocks from there. When I get into that parking lot, I gotta shut her down because it's the one here in Taylor's. Because parking lots are the most dangerous places on earth. But you have a great day, and I'll catch you later. If your truck looks anything like that one I just saw, it's pretty. 73's Patrick, N0TR, clear.
73's Tom, and yes, I understand about parking lots. I hate getting in them. But I do it all day long. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear. You and Miss Bernice, be careful. 73's.